fucking asshole. Stop! He's fighting him, that motherfucker! Kill him! You son of a bitch!
Mother!
Where did I park my car?
Tell your children not to walk my way.
Oh, no.
Tell your children not to hear my word.
Fuck off, you bastard. Fuck off!
Mother!
Got it!
Biatch!
I'm such a fucking woman, I have fucking 3 pushes on me. My mouth, my cunt, and my ass.
I don't care what my mama says, I'm gonna have a baby.
Mother!
You're gonna get cards that mom threw away, and you're still mad at her about back in the 60s and 70s. She threw them away, and you're like, Mama, you know what? If I could just have those cards back.
Well, you get them all back tonight.
I want nothing. I want my God, and I want my family. You fucking piece of shit! God, you fucking cocksucking piece of shit!
Mother...
Fuck off! Get the fuck out of my house! You're gross! Please, get it up your fucking ass!
Mother!
She spilled my coffee. You fucking
biatch!
Give me a fucking break, Michael. You wanna know there's no God? That you're gonna get absolutely nothing, nothing for Christmas, because that's what Christmas is about, is Jesus Christ! You little spoiled brat!
Fuck off, you bastard!
You're a fucking little piece of shit, you know that?
Fucking shut up, fucking bitch!
If it wasn't for your mother, you wouldn't be here. So remember, when you put down one mother, you put down mothers all over the world.
I'm a sucker for other people's pain.
I have vaginal sex with my miniature stallion. Lows.
Eat that boom boom.
And you're putting feces in your mouth.
What the fuck is it?
You need it, we got it. Flea market, Montgomery.
Shut your goddamn ass up.
Yes, Timothy Jasmine Breeze Henson. This right here is Distorted View Daily. Jasmine Breeze is the name I was given when I lived on the lesbian commune all those years. All hail the vulva! May the womb of Mother Earth engulf you, holding you tight in that moist pink snatch. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. I've got a great program for you today. Lots of stupid audio, so buckle the fuck up. Here we go. First up, DV listener David found a horrible piece of porn. It's called Gay Sex Trickery. I don't approve of this at all. Apparently, what was going on here was a bitch was stationed at a glory hole saying, "Stick your dick in the hole and I'll suck it." And then... it was a case of the old switcheroo, where there was actually a guy with her, and as soon as the guy stuck his dick in the hole, it was a dude sucking his dick. See, that's the danger of getting blown at a glory hole. Yes. I'm just here to help. All right, so here we go. The actual audio of the guy sucking dick is not that interesting. What is funny, though, is at the very beginning, the first guy doesn't really want to stick his dick in the hole. He wants to, like, eat pussy, eat ass, and she's like, "No, I'm not here for that. You will do what I tell you, or you're not gonna get off at all."
"No, I can't do that. I'm just here to suck dick. Come on. I'm just here to suck some dick."
You can tell she's getting angry. Like, the first thing he wants to do is look at her pussy and lick it. Then he wants to fuck her ass. And he finally settles on licking her ass. And she's like, "No! How many times do I have to tell you? I am here to suck dick."
"No, I can't. I'm just here to suck dick. Come on.
Stick your ass it's over here and I'll lick it.
Everything sounds 10 times creepier when whispered like that.
Yeah, I'm just here to suck some dick. I'm just here to suck some dick.
Not here to rock any boats, I'm just here to suck some dick. Alright, moving on. Corey sent me a link to a new batshit crazy bitch. This woman believes in reptilians and all sorts of nonsense.
Very important stuff I just posted on this day. Please go to Canada Street News. I provided the link on the side. The Illuminati Satanists have induced a full shift are the headlines for that.
That's today's headline. Could you imagine reading that in the New York Times? Satanist Illuminati induced pole shift. What? Like, I think she's talking about the Earth's axis or something.
The Illuminati Satanists have induced a pole shift are the headlines for that.
Pretty powerful people.
First thing that I did, it's not your neighbor who's the enemy, and I'm telling you to come out of Babylon. Hell's Angels, I warned you before that Sangreal is trying to get you on her side. She had just posted a letter, I guess, yesterday.
What the hell? What do the Hell's Angels have to do with the Illuminati?
Saying she's gone to be initiated into the Illuminati and that she'll be back in a year to be the Babylonian whore. And you know by Revelation...
The Babylonian whore.
...17, they're going to burn her anyway. So... we need to get the Hell's Angels as our protectors for our innocent. I know that you don't sacrifice women and children. Most of you guys don't. Just the ones that are bought out and very rich at the top that stole our money. So please come on our side, print your own community currency. I'm sure you're ready for some.
Sure, the Hell's Angels will be right on top of that.
Serenity. It's been a long haul on this hell up here. Did you know that heaven is inside the earth, so it's not...
Why, no! I did not know that! Please school me, crazy lady.
Do you know that heaven is inside the earth, so it's not hell at all inside the earth?
Heaven is also a place on earth. Ooh, baby, do you know what that's worth? Ooh, heaven is a place on earth. They say in heaven, love comes first. We'll make heaven a place on earth. Ooh, heaven is a place on earth. That's right. Timothy Belinda Carlisle Henson, this right here, is Distorted View Daily. All right, let's get back to this lady talking about the Hell's Angels and the Illuminati Satanists and Babylonian whores, etc.
We have a central sun, and our star children are incarnating from the central sun, which is detailed on CanadaStreetNews.com. They are the winged ones. They're the feather children. They are the children of Ea, grandfather.
Feather children.
It's funny, I remember... seeing something in on a Ghibli platform where they said Turtle Island was created with the Firekeeper's daughter and the first man. So that's pretty interesting. So the Firekeeper would be...
I guess.
Yeah, and that is Lucifer. This reptilian Lucifer that's coming in is the solar god, Sangreal, Pindar manifestation.
I gotta tell you, I don't understand about 80% of the words coming out of this bitch's mouth.
Sangreal is responsible for bringing these demons onto this planet and creating these giants of the Nephilim and the holy whores, which they're not. Yeah, they're holy, totally whores, if you want to call them holy whores. But anyway, this is all laid out, and this is going to come down in Toronto because this is...
This woman has like 60 videos, and they're all 10 minutes plus. I don't know how much more I can listen to this. I mean, you get the idea, right?
Where the Rainbow Warrior energy is, if you're ever in the Rocky Mountain Mystery School, which is Illuminati, not Illuminari, which are the Keepers of the Grail, they are telling you that Toronto is going to be the Rainbow Warrior energy, and you'll see that...
Toronto is the epicenter of everything.
Marilyn Monroe incarnation, Cherry Lee Alaric, who is the right-handed whore of Sangreal, who's the Lizard Queen.
Whore.
Hepzibah. Sherry Schreiner would tell you that it would be Hepzibah, who is the granddaughter of Lucifer. And I go into that in detail if you hit the links. Get the Crown Note. There's lots of free energy books. I put every single ebook I could possibly think of to help.
Let's just fast forward a bit to like the 4-minute mark.
Be with. Go to work. So Cherry Lee Alaric is a Toronto. I guess a reincarnation of Marilyn Monroe. She's a nightclub singer. Looks like Marilyn Monroe, and she's going to be your locus.
Does she get from Satan's grandchild to the reincarnation of Marilyn Monroe?
Queen.
Is she a Hell's Angel?
At 20.
Or a reptilian?
Well, she's running for president to free prostitution and free pot. Woohoo! That's going to fix the problems of the planet. Anyway, we don't need whore.
So wait, Marilyn Monroe. The reincarnation of Marilyn Monroe is going to be running for president, and her platform is going to be the legalization of pot and prostitution.
I'm in.
First on the planet, they are family breakers. They are louche for demons, and they abort for convenience. And I'm going to tell you that right now. You're going to go to hell if you don't get out of that ego, sex, low root chakra, and get up to the vibration of love. Your love is lust, and it's going to kill you.
Your love is also my drug. Because your love is my drug. Your love. I said your love is my drug. Your love.
All right. do I want to play any more of this crazy lady?
We're going to have a little bit of an Armageddon.
Oh,
we, the children of the feather, are going to find our portals, get into our vibrations, use our crystal kids, our indigo children to guide us.
Crystal kids and indigo children. What hippy-dippy bullshit is she talking about?
Because they are the way showers. And we're going to go into 5D, different channel. We're going to be vibrating higher than the Ascended Masters at 4 because they'll look like light, but they're actually reptilian
shapes. On the same channel, Breaker 1-9. Finally, before we get into the news today, I've got a piece of ancient audio erotica. Now, we've played some of this before on the show. A lot of it was on, like, 8-tracks that truckers would listen to on the open road and jerk off to, I guess. I don't know. Here is a story called Nights of Love in Lesbos.
Stripped of my clothes, I climbed into a tree. My bare thighs embraced the smooth, moist bark. My sandals trod upon the branches.
My sandals.
At the top.
Stripped of my clothes.
It's like fucking Mary Poppins. Yes, go on.
At the top. Yet under the leaves and shadow from the heat. I sat astride a projecting branch and balanced my feet in the void. It started to rain. And as water drops fell and slipped over my skin, my hands were stained with moss. My toes were reddened from crushed flowers.
All right, listen, this is all very descriptive, but I want to get to the snatch-on-snatch action. Thank you. Let me just fast-forward a bit here.
Thy caresses thy shivering skin.
Ooh.
And voluptuousness inundates thy long, swooning eyes. Suddenly thou strikest the crotales. Arch thyself erect upon thy feet. Shake thy loins. Advance thy legs and let thy hands, filled with noise, call all the desires in a band about thy turning body.
What the fuck is this? Worst porno ever. Could you imagine trying to jerk off to this nonsense? The closest thing I got to getting an erection is when she said loin.
Behold my roses, I give them to you. Behold my violets. Will you have them?
Let me fast forward a bit here. I mean, there's got to be something sexy in this stupid story.
Grow hard and pain me. I shiver and weep as I walk. When I see her, my heart stops, my hands tremble, my feet grow cold. A crimson of fire mounts to my cheek.
Shut up! What? Let me try one more time here.
Tonight, I demand amorous enjoyment, and when my loins are exhausted,
again with the loins,
I sink asleep wherever my body falls. In the morning, I open my eyelids and I shiver my hair. A dove is upon my window.
Oh, for the fuck's sake, screw it. There's not one mention of licking pussy in this entire story. How is that love in Lesbos, really? Come on, fail. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Not a member of the Distorted Views Sideshow, help support the program and get full access to the entire archive of shows. Plus, every week we do extended programs, exclusive shows, and video casts, all that sort of good stuff. Sign up right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. If you have a PayPal account, that's all you need, really. Go there right now, superfreaksideshow.com. Sign up. We also have lifetime memberships available again for $200. So you never have to worry about reoccurring charges again. Sign up right now and you'll catch tomorrow's exclusive program and yesterday's extended show. Not to mention all the other shit I've posted over the years. All right, three quick stories and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, do not store chemicals in soft drink bottles. Uh-huh. Do not leave nicotine chewing gum near children. And don't give your child ant killer if they have eaten ants. It may sound like common sense stuff, but people are really stupid. If there's one thing you've learned from listening to this program over the years, it's that. People are really just quite moronic. Yes, ant killer, said office manager Lucy Scheffelbein. Staff once received a call from a mother who was so concerned about ants jiggling inside of her child, she fed them ant killer. Other common concerns include silica gel, unidentified mushrooms. Who's leaving unidentified mushrooms up on their counter for children to get to? Bubble blowing mixture. Black nightshade is, but apparently that's a huge issue. New Zealand health authorities were alerted following a spike in calls concerning a potentially harmful substance or product, a new toilet freshener, which looked like a lollipop and is applied directly to the toilet bowl, apparently sparked a flurry of calls as it presented a choking hazard to young children. So little kids were sticking their hands in the toilet bowl to grab the thing that looked like a lollipop and then stuck it in their mouth. Oh, the manufacturer was notified and the product's labeling changed. Public health officials were also notified when a counterfeit health product appeared in a city discount store. Quote, the product was non-compliant and therefore potentially quite dangerous because if you don't know what's in it and you accidentally ingest it, you could be in trouble. I just thought of a great idea. You know, I've been trying to kill off the elderly for a long time now. It's my mandatory euthanasia campaign. All we have to do is find something they like and poison it. Like, what do old people eat? Prunes? My grandmother always had hard candy in a dish. I don't know if she ate it or if it was just for guests. Really, we just have to poison all soft foods. It'll get them eventually. Yes, Kesha, love might be your drug, but for old people, it's mashed potatoes.
I'm all strung out, my heart is fried. I just can't get you off my mind because your love, your love, your love.
All right, enough. Other recent spikes include nicotine chewing gum and lozenges. One or two of these sticks for a young child is potentially quite harmful, said Dr. Wayne Temple of the Poison Center. This is a perfect example of why I would be a horrible parent, because I'd leave shit laying around all the time. As a matter of fact, my dogs have gotten into my Sharpies, you know, my pens, chewed that up, got marker all over the floor, ate a tube of chapstick and shit like that. Could you imagine what a child would get into? I'd totally be locked away for being an unfit parent. Mr. Henson, why would you ever leave your child unattended next to a can of lighter fluid and matches? That fucking kid can't pick up anything. His room's a mess. I tell him time and time again to clean it up. I didn't think he'd be able to pick up a match and strike it. Ah. All right, second story we have for you today. I just love the headline. Police not to blame for man's lost testicle. Sure. A man lost a testicle because he was beaten up by eight men, not because a police officer allegedly kneed him in the groin. Sergeant Martin James Follin has pleaded not guilty in Auckland District Court to six charges of assault and one of injuring with the intent to injure. What? Wait a second. Injuring with the intent to injure. Awkward charge. Giving evidence today, Joseph Hannon McGee said he was set upon by six to eight men outside a West Auckland bar in January 2010 and beaten so severely he lost consciousness and all memory of subsequent events. Mr. McGee was arrested for disorderly behavior and resisting arrest after the incident and taken to Henderson Police Station, where he felt some of the worst pain I've ever felt in the groin. He said his testicle was swollen, bigger than a tennis ball, and he could not walk. The doctor told him he couldn't save it because it was literally like mashed potato. Oh, crushed his balls. His testicles were soupy. The Crown alleged it was Follin who inflicted the injury and was expected to present witness and video evidence to support this, but defense counsel Richard Earwalker says it was a result of the beating. Mr. McGee had told the court he had only been punched and kicked in the head and upper body during the beating, contrary to an earlier statement in which he said he was kicked in the genitals. That's something you thought of later, isn't it? Because that's what the man's on trial for, Mr. Earwinker said. Another of Follin's alleged victims, Minora Key, gave evidence today claiming the officer assaulted him after he was arrested in December 2009. As he was being processed, Mr. Key said Follin came up, grabbed my neck, pushed his thumbs in, and pushed me against the wall. I was fearing for my life. He said he was unable to talk after the alleged assault and suffered ongoing problems because of the resulting neck injury. Mr. Earwacker, or whatever, Earwaker, whatever, questioned the validity of Mr. Key's, pointing out that he made no mention of the neck injury until a year later. Also giving evidence today was James Campbell, father of another alleged victim, Finn Campbell. There's a lot of victims here. There's another one. Samuel Verdonk, who was allegedly kicked in the groin by Follin while in custody in November 2009, gave evidence today. Okay, look. The evidence is mounting against this police officer. Gave evidence today that he had no memory of the alleged assault, but had a sore groin the next day. The resulting charge was laid after another police officer made a complaint. The trial continues. So there you go. And finally today, it's a short one, and it just happens to come from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida, our most fucked up state.
Yes, Manatee County, Florida is where the story comes from. A Palmetto woman faces charges of child neglect after leaving her kid with a stranger for 2 days. Holy shit. 30-year-old Melissa, did she come back finally and get him? I was on a real bender. The 30-year-old Melissa Willis was arrested Monday by the Palmetto Police Department. According to a police report, Willis knocked on the door of a stranger's apartment in the 400 block of 11th Street at 9 a.m. Saturday morning. Willis told the man who answered the door that her car air conditioner needed repair and asked him to watch her boy. Now listen, you could make up a lot of lies. You know, many things could go wrong with your car. You got a flat tire, your engine stopped working, but the AC? What? Why do you have to leave your child with a stranger because your air conditioner isn't working? After the woman didn't return for several hours, and the weird thing is the man agreed to this. Sure, I'll watch your boy. After the woman, he's going to be a big star. Where did I put my camcorder? It's a pedophile's dream. Thank you, God. This child just fell into my lap, literally. After the woman did not return for several hours, the man contacted the Safe Child Coalition, who sent police to take custody of the kid. Willis returned to the apartment Monday morning to pick up the child. I'm surprised she remembered the address and was later arrested. She told detectives that she was, in fact, using drugs. No surprise there. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here.
Hey, Timmy, it's Tinkley from New Hampshire. It's been a long time since I called. I think the last time I called was June.
Hi, Tinkley.
But if you remember, which you probably don't, I announced then that I was going to have to go through chemotherapy.
Oh.
And fortunately, good news is that I finished chemotherapy, and things are going well. I'm hairless. But that's cool, women.
Yeah, take some full body nudes of you. I'd like to see that hairless, what you're working with there. Oh, hairless boy pussy. All right.
And I just wanted to tell you that I love you, and thank you for all your fantastic shows.
Well, I basically cured your cancer, is what you're saying, and I guess I'll take responsibility
in a good mood
for that.
Through the past half year. All right.
Distorted View Daily, saving lives. Moving on.
Hey, Tim, spiral ham fucker.
Fucker.
And I got two things. I'll make it quick. Our late friend called in, wants to know who sings that Dick Is So Clean song. That's Devin the Dude. The name of the song is Broccoli and Cheese on the album Waiting to Inhale. Second thing is Caitlin Rose. I don't know if Kay in Indiana has ever heard of Caitlin Rose. She has an amazing album out right now called Own Side Now. I highly recommend it. Spiral Hamfucker.
All right, there you go. The Music Minute with Spiral Hamfucker.
Hey, Timmy, it's Greg from Austin.
Hi, Greg.
Like 500,000 of the freaks are going to call you and tell you about this, but that girl you played on today's show, by the way, it's Wednesday, the 16th of March, the girl who's thanking God for destroying Japan, she put a video up on YouTube that said that she was just trolling. I don't know if it's true or not, but... people been harassing her, and I'd probably say the same thing.
Yeah, I know she was getting in trouble from her college. They were thinking about expelling her. They weren't sure what to do with her because everyone was pissed off at her. So if she was trolling, it kind of backfired on her, didn't it?
Hey, Timmy. Underrated special freak Ken from Jersey here.
Hello.
Sorry if you ought to call this bad. I'm walking down the highway right now. But I was just listening to your 3-9 show, and after I heard that, I went to, like, my pet store. I got a hamster, and I immediately named him Roboboo. So I'll let you know that, Tim, great work. You have a good work, yeah?
All right, there you go. Roboboots the hamster.
Timothy Henson, Jason from Texas, from the Jason Show YouTube at www.youtube.com.
Really? We're going to do this again? All right, what do you have to say, Jason?
Timothy Henson, Jason from Texas, from the Jason Show YouTube at www.youtube.com/ The Jason Show Rocks. Also the website, thejasonshowrocks.info. This is probably the first time I've ever left you a message asking you something nicely. Enjoy the show. Listened to it the other day. Keep on keeping on with the good
work. What do you want, Jason?
And was hoping that maybe you can advertise my stuff for me. Been working hard on the YouTube, been working hard on the website.
Well, listen, he's talking very nice to me.
And
he's asking nicely.
Get a plug on Distorted View.
Absolutely. Everyone go to thejasonshowrocks.info and check out the YouTube channel with the same
Jason
name.
Jason Show YouTube, www.youtube.com.
Take a listen, see if you like the Jason Show.
/TheJasonShowRocks, and the Jason Show website is www.thejasonshowrocks.info. Appreciate it, man. Keep up the good work.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Everyone check out the, I don't know what he's doing over there with video, but check it out. See if you like it.
Yes! Timothy James Henson, the loyal Sideshow Freak. I got to give it to you, man. I have to tell you, I'm really sick and tired of hearing you complain about your sleep schedule being so fucked up. Listen, that's what we pay you, $5 a month.
When have I complained about my sleep schedule being fucked up in the last year or so? It's been fine. You must be listening in the archives or something.
Hey, Tim. This is Bossy Jones. I just had a, you know, your freak moment. I'm watching the whole thing on TNN and on Japan. And this guy makes a home video and he's like, oh, man, it's so big, man. Look at that. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, man.
Scott Taylor.
It's coming. It's coming. I'm thinking, goddamn, this guy's a freaking gooner.
Oh, it might be a gooner.
Yeah. So, yeah, man. Thanks for that.
All right, there you go. And a couple more.
Hey, Kevin, Tony F. Sean here.
Ah.
Hey, you were playing that story about the hamster that got crushed. It reminds me that, shamefully, I'm not as much of a freak as I thought I was. One of the kids dropped the Shih Tzu I have. And, dropped it on his face, and as it turns out, he has a fractured jaw.
Oh.
But when I was trying to figure out what was wrong with him, when I would touch his jaw, he'd screech like as bad as the Bunny Crush audio.
Why didn't you tape that for me?
Oh, I gotta record this.
Yes.
And then the other part of me said, you have to put the dog in more pain to record this.
Oh, right.
And, sorry, Tim, I failed.
That's all right. I totally understand. Sometimes I would like to make my dogs feel pain, but then I stop myself.
Hi, Tim. It's Clay Lighttime, Sideshow.
Hi, Clay. Good boy.
I just wanted to comment on the Tuesday show, the most recent one, and where you brought Seton back. That was awesome.
Ah, yes.
I have to say, I quite love that bit. And it has been really a long time since you do it, and I think you should
do it.
Well,
I figured Satan better return since I have these goddamn t-shirts I'm trying to sell.
It's,
Satan on it.
It's very good. You do an excellent Satan. Or, you know, Satan visiting is always fun.
Yes, Satan is a...
keep up the good work.
...is an asset to this program.
What's up, Kimberly? I was just calling for a rebuttal.
Uh-oh.
To the woman who called about Operation Repo. Yes, that is fake.
It is.
I actually had a buddy one time that we went out. I helped him a few times. I'm a police officer, but I helped him do some repo on our days off. And, I mean, it's nothing like what that show portrays. Yeah, I mean, we had a cinder block thrown at us one time. We've had guns put on us. But, I mean, you don't get up in their face. You start shoving them back and forth. And, trick them. I watched Operation Repo one time. I went to go take a motorcycle, and they showed up like they were going to buy it.
They
were taking it for a test spin and just never came back with it. Who's going to let somebody...
Trickery is allowed, but no physical force. I understand. I still have never seen that show, so I'm completely clueless as to what you people are talking about. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line 480-206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God. I said your love is my drug. Your love. Spread the
the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. Remember, tomorrow's program will be Sideshow exclusive, so if you're not yet a member, sign up right now. Otherwise, we'll see you back on Friday to end the week. Until then, bye, everybody!
Hello, my treacherous friends. Thank you for joining me here tonight. I brought you all here to discuss, as I must, how pleasant it's been. Hello, my treacherous friends. Thank you for joining me here tonight. I brought you all here to discuss, as I must, how pleasant it's been this delight.
But I want free oil and filter for 3 years. But I want a lifetime warranty. But I want free tires for life. Hi, Zach Justice here with Harrelson Toyota. Come on in and we'll satisfy all your butts. That's Harrelson Toyota, South Carolina's number one butt satisfier.